As he enjoys his last few weeks in charge of the city, John DeStefano has an opportunity to reflect on the changes he's seen in his time at the top.
We're sitting here doing this interview on Church Street in the mayor's office, and 20 years ago when I walked into this mayor's office, there were four or five locally based banks on the street. There are none now.
Those changes in the banking sector are a personal matter to DeStefano, who led the attempt to save the city's last community bank, the New Haven Savings Bank. When it did finally go from being a mutual institution to being publicly owned in 2003, DeStefano was one of those who insisted that money was set aside to begin another community-owned bank.
It's not a big Bank of America or Wells Fargo. Those are important institutions. It's not a large regional. It's a small community bank, and those are good things to have.
That bank was incorporated in 2010, headquartered on Whaley Avenue, and named Start Bank. And though community banks have been going through a two-decade-long contraction, Start was born at a uniquely challenging time.
Prior to 2008, probably on average 150 charters were issued a year. Since 2008, I believe less than five have been chartered. Since then, we were one of them. We were, I think, the second-to-last charter issued in the United States, and that was in 2010. So it's a tough environment out there.
DeStefano has been on the board of the bank since its inception. Now he'll be an executive vice president, and he'll serve under a new CEO. Founding CEO William Plackey just announced he's retiring to be replaced by Maureen Frank. DeStefano says current low interest rates mean keeping the bank growing is a challenge.
I think the first goal is to ensure long-term sustainability of the bank. When you're a small bank, you don't have a lot of transaction fees, and that's how a lot of banks make profits these days.
But why does it matter if New Haven has a community bank? He says part of the answer is a responsiveness to small businesses in the city.
To me, that's an important part of growing the wealth of the city. And for me, the charm of this is I get to be dealing with lots of folks and businesses I've been dealing with for 30 years during my time with the city, and doing it around something that I think is really important, which is helping families do better and helping businesses grow and create jobs.
Start has a little more than $40 million in assets. Its goal under its new management team is to more than triple that in the next 2 years. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.